So we're moving into a higher scenery, a higher certainty, a higher place of ease. So that ease is already upon us. With the eclipse, with moons, we're not always feeling at ease. So this is what they want to remind us of, is as we will seek higher assertion, this means that we may feel the pressure, we may feel ill at ease actually, but the more that we will allow all of that, like I call it dust bunnies, but all of that angst or all of that unsureness, or and part of the reason why we're unsure, by the way, is because we're leaving prior circumstances, meaning we're leaving how we would normally function, how we would normally solve problems, situations, because we're opening up to our light and we're opening up to our place of true beginning and true assertion. So this means that our soul, our higher essence, our higher self is on standby, is ready to guide us, is ready to promote us, is ready to show us new offerings, new retrieval sites, new awarenesses. So in a way, as uncomfortable as the angst or the confusion or the pressure may be feeling, it's actually very, very purposeful, because we don't really get to stay the same. We don't get to stay small. That's the important point, where we've just been trying to get through our day. We just do the whatever's easiest. We do what we did last week or yesterday. And what they're explaining is that we're already in new circumstances, meaning that we're already in new light. We're already in new advantage. So we like that. We like that sound, new advantage. That sounds promising. So in order to step into our new advantage, we must proceed with our soul. We must proceed with our light. So again, there are places where what we would choose yesterday, in fact, may not be what we choose tomorrow. Tomorrow really being like at the turn of the page. In other words, we're actually in the process of tomorrow, because we're actually already turning that page. So we want to stay involved. And when they say involved, they mean aware. And what they mean is as we open up to our light, as we open up to our grandest assertion, as we open up to our highest consent, that there's a new day dawning. So that new day is a lot more than, oh, it's just another 24 hours. It's really our ascension. It's really our new gaze. And so this is an extraordinary upgrade that's really going to take us, they're saying far and wide, but what I'm looking at is like just kind of going from one side of the universe to another. So what I get from that is like cross-country skiing. In other words, a direct approach. They want me to kind of step out and bottom line this. So we can go the long way, and the long way is we kind of do what we did yesterday and we stumble a bit, and you know, eventually we'll get there at some point. Or we can open to our highest signaling, we can listen to our soul's advancement, and we can discern, meaning choosing that light over the other choices, over the other circumstances. This is going to feel grand, it may feel large, it may feel bold, but it's also going to feel exciting, because we're returning to our true self. So it may seem as if we've been our true self all along, but we want to remember that they've said we've been stampeded. Oh my goodness. So what they mean by that is we've been falsified. In other words, we've been fed an ego program. They're saying of lies, and I kind of didn't even want to include that, and they were like, please include that. And the reason they wanted me to share that is really sort of like for the shock value, in a way. Like they're saying, they didn't say shock, they said startle, so I'll try to keep on their assignment. Startle. So in other words, lie, someone's been lying to me. So again, it's not that our parents or teachers or whoever lied. They were just following what they were instructed and so on down the food chain. But we want to remember this is our opportunity to start again. So in other words, we're not just trying to keep everything in status quo, because there really isn't any status quo anymore. And that's part of the reason for some of the panic. It's sort of like, wait, things aren't working the way they used to. And it's like, exactly, nor do they need to, because we're opening up to a new consent. We're opening up to a new set point. We're opening up to a new state. We're opening up to a new delivery. We're opening up to a new ascension. So what we're doing is we're rising to meet our own graduated essence. So this is going to be our own higher self. So it's not like we're going somewhere where we're not welcomed or where we're not in our exact right place. In fact, we're being greeted by our holiness, our whole self, our true essence that's filled with light, that knows where it's going, that knows what's for everyone's best and highest good, and is ready to take us there. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to know, allow yourselves to be escorted, allow yourselves to be advanced. So you may be like, well, that sounds super good, but I'm still sitting in the same seat. But they're saying, are you really? Because as we shift in consciousness, we change our location on the grid. So it may look like you haven't shifted, but shift you have indeed. So allow that strength of numbers to be supported, to be accelerated. In other words, every time each one of us says yes to our light, there's a glow that sort of raises the bar for all. So every time we think we're just individual, check yourself out again, because we're discovering there is no such thing. One person or being of light remembers their light, and then everyone remembers their light, because that light is available for all. So we really want to understand how much support there is for us to join the party. If you can remember, it's not just for your welfare, it's for everyone's concern, because every time we say yes, it's like we offer that light into the collective that makes it that much easier for everyone else to do the same. And of course, again, makes it that much easier the next time for ourselves and the next and the next. So when you think what you're doing during your day is of little importance, they're saying like check inside. In other words, the more we can acknowledge our light, the more that we can acknowledge our true placement sincere, meaning that we're opening up to our true self, we're opening up to our light. And that is, how would I put that? That's everything. I mean, there are really no words that could even possibly equate to how significant that is. But of course, I keep trying and they keep trying. So we want to realize that we're all opening to our mastery at last. And that's actually here as for a moment's convenience. In other words, it's not just one master, it's not just 10 masters, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of masters that are waking up to their true essence. And so the more that we can step in line, meaning that this is the most natural persuasion, this is the most natural extension of faith that we can imagine. And what they mean by that is the light's here, our higher selves here, everything's ready to go. What we're learning how to do is to plug in. What we're learning how to do is come into our own interface. What they mean by that is to stop following mass consciousness. And that includes our old way of travel, because we've all been indoctrinated. We've all been, you know, one head in front of the other, you know, that sort of thing. And so to step out of line and really listen to your own self sincere, it takes a little bit of endurance. It takes a little bit of charge. It takes a little bit of like that inner motivation. So the more that we understand that the support, the help, is my humble word, is really extraordinary. And the reason I say that is there is nobody, without exception, that doesn't have masters assisting them that know who you are. This is so important. Not only do they know who they are, they know their gifts, they know their abilities, but they know who you are in your true self. So how would I say that? They're saying, like, can you imagine that? So in other words, it's a little bit like when Jeshua would just hold the vision of seeing everyone in their Christ, in their perfection. And then when they did, and when he did, of course, people got well, because it was like, wait a minute, I'm whole, I'm not sick at all. So they came into agreement with their higher assertion, and then of course they're healed. So even though we don't have a physical master per se, though I suspect that's coming shortly, that when they're saying that, I forget their words now, but like they know who we are, they're watching who, watching, or they're saying canvassing, but that's a direct hit, that's a direct exposure. So we want to drop needing physicality. We want to drop like, well, I need a physical body to know someone's there and cares about me, because we're all opening up to our multidimensional self. We're all opening up to our telepathic increase. So we're going to start feeling that, and we're going to start feeling that today. So when they're seeing us in our holy awareness, they're seeing us in our bliss state, they're seeing us in our master essence, they're seeing us in our 5D consciousness, it's an energetic increase. It's an energetic offering. It's an energetic persuasion. And we want to start really feeling that, because that announcement is going to get more and more pronounced. It's going to get more and more intense, and it's going to get more and more exact. So we're learning how they're saying to read between the lines, and what they mean is to sort of drop the words per se and really receive the energy, really receive the wholeness. Because as we receive our true alignment, we're going to experience that there is no lack. Now, there is lack in the 3D consciousness, but remember, we're stepping out of time. We're stepping out of that individual consciousness, that belief in separation. And so in that new reality, everything we need is ours. So that's for our highest good. That's for our highest consent. If you try to do something that's an old habit, or it's going to hurt yourself or another, well, good luck with that, because that's not going to be supported. When you're spreading the wealth regularly, meaning you're opening up your doors, you're opening up to the truth of self, well, then everything's going to be delivered. I mean, nothing's going to be held back. You can have as much as you want, as often as you want, because you're supporting the gift of life, meaning you're supporting humanity, you're supporting the multiverse, you're supporting your ascension, you're supporting the ascension of all. So everything is delivered faithfully. The more that we receive this, the more that we consent to this, the more that we'll truly understand it internally. So not like intellectually understanding, but we're going to feel that. And so again, we're moving to a place of feeling. We're moving to a vicinity of really learning how to trust the waves, trust the energy, rather than the intellect, rather than what the map said or what someone had told you or what you used to do. It's like, how does it feel for me now? How does it feel for me today? The reason being is we're shifting and changing at such a rapid pace. What was a yes, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, you may have grown so much that now it's like hardly needed, it's hardly necessary. So it's very important that we get accustomed to, they're saying like drawing our nearest breath, but again, like opening our heart, feeling that vibration, feeling the love, feeling and listening to that intuition, feeling the pulsation that's drawing to us. Because this is going to keep occurring, and it's going to keep getting stronger, and we're going to keep getting more efficient at aligning with the new paradigm and leaving that old paradigm of the suffering and separation and all that stuff. So allow yourself to go on, move on by, walk on by, meaning adjust to the new paradigm. So we're feeling light, we're feeling support, we're feeling that intuitive knowing, we're feeling that like master's gaze, so that we're receiving our master self, we're receiving our light. And so knowing that everything that we need now to make this happen, to keep accelerating, is readily given, it's readily provided, it's on standby, in other words. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that we're moving on a new path, we're moving in a new scenery, we're getting accustomed, so it could be a little strange, but that everything that we need, and we want to trust, that's the word, thank you, I'm like, there's a word I need here. We want to trust and agree with that new scenery, agree with that new passage, agree with that new energy, agree with that new field. So right now we're coming into agreement, we're stepping into our new reality, we're agreeing with it, we're opening up steadily. And whether you want to take a breath or you just want to receive that light, we want to make our presence known. That means it's like everything in our life is now charged with that love's association, with that homecoming, with that steady increase. So again, it's just sort of like that card, Movement, Choices, and Decisions, I think it is. You're in an entirely new scenery. So Movement, Choices, and Decisions, there are more choices now. There are more choices that are available. So that's what we're learning, how to feel, how to receive, how to consent to, and how to believe it. So allow yourselves to receive with ease, with grace, with love. Asking that everything be brought forth easily, that we easily recognize our higher self, our higher self's persuasion, what's for the best and highest good in all moments, in all moments. They had me say that twice. The reason being, sometimes we can do it once and it's like, okay, that's enough for one day. But we're learning how to do this continuously. So that's why they're saying in all moments. Just a friendly reminder. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.